Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Right here, Hood Tunes Radio broadcast. Sister, cousin, or whatever you want to call it. But it's Hood Talk Radio. Thursday Night Thoughts with your boy Max the Image. And we are here while we still adjusting. just to, you know, chat with you, talk to you. You can call in at 646-478-0944. And, you know, we here for you. Shout out to 3342 Music that is producing this segment, and also Big Boss Lady Trucking. So it's Thursday Night Thoughts, you know what I'm saying? I figure I can open the floor. It's chilly out there. I don't know. I know a lot of people on that, little people from Atlanta shit, but I guess it's up to you. You know what I'm saying? We don't really get down. In the beginning, we basically try not to do any cussing, but of course it's already 9:05, so we within our little 2-minute space, which means you don't have to worry about speaking your mind if you don't know how to talk straight English, sometimes like me. All right, 646-478-0944, and we're just chopping it up, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing too hard to do. It's nothing illegal, you know what I'm saying? We just talking shit. So if it's just me, it's just me. If it's not, it's not. While we have been listening to a little bit of music, we got thoughts. I got thoughts. I want to share them with y'all. The floor is open if you feel. 478-0944. That's right. That's the number, lady. So call us or sir. We appreciate that. And just get in with us while we're listening to this music. And everything is Kizosha. You dig? So come and holler at us. Chill with us. We also can be found at blogtalkradio.com. When the page come up, just click live and then click music. Let me turn this down. I see it's kind of loud. So, okay, y'all come on and kick it with us. We're going to do this one. Always by HJS.
Switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years I'm past with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. From the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the arse. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by MCN. Because I just can't stop 20 million different styles, but it's all hip hop. So I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping, this is the year. Yeah, yeah, cause HJS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.
Will do.
okay, damn. No warning about the cutoff or nothing. 3342 Music Radio, Hood Talk Radio, Thursday Night Thoughts. That was Ace JS, producer from Cleveland, East Cleveland, Ohio, excuse me, let me get that right. And as always, okay, well, just to have a thought, there's a lot of shit going on in the world right now, and we could use a break, you know, from all of this garbage, but unfortunately, here we are in the middle of it, not being able to control any damn thing because we are the people. And it's our fault because we keep electing all these fucking leaders, okay, so-called leaders. We keep putting people in the front that don't need to be in the front because a lot of people believe in God. A lot of people go to church on Sundays faithfully. They put their money in the collection plate. A lot of people go to the Word Church. I got nothing against nobody's church. You know, if that's what you feel and your faith is that strong that, you know, this is what you do. That's part of you. That's part of your life. That's perfectly fine with me. I got nothing to say about that, all right? What I do have to say is that it just don't make no sense with all of this spirituality that's going on in our city, at least. Ain't shit changing. You know, gifts and things like that, you know, it'll ease the pain for a little while, of course. A good word will ease the pain for a minute. But when it's all said and done, you're still facing the same shit. We still got to walk outside our houses with our guns because these niggas is taking our cars from us and joyriding, acting like, you know, there's no recompense to it. And, you know, nobody really care about their lives no more, I don't think. You know, they tell us we living in fear, but I don't see people living in fear because it's not a fear. For me, it's not a fear leading life. I don't live my life in fear, you know what I'm saying? I just stay prepared. I keep my eyes open, you know what I'm saying? And when I say I stay prepared, that means I stay prepared, man. I don't expect nothing out of nobody. You understand, especially when you out at night, but now you got to watch yourself in the daytime, which don't make no sense because here it is, you got to choose between your life and somebody else's child's life. A lot of the old niggas that was doing this shit, they didn't want to stand out there begging for change, or the little young dope boys got these niggas, you know, on the scope out for somebody to lick, and it don't make no sense. Because what if y'all come up on the wrong people that want to shoot back? Or, you know, go ahead, take it and then blast your ass while you're trying to pull off and you hit. Who you going to think is wrong in that situation? You or the motherfucker that shot your ass in the back for jacking for his car? You know, everything ain't going to be sweet. And this is what a lot of y'all idiots out there need to know. Yeah, I say idiots because you're making it hard to live life right now, and people is getting sick of y'all, just as sick of y'all as we is this fucking virus thing that they keep telling everybody we got to be, you know, ready for, prepared for, jab for, and all this shit right there is like that. It just don't make no sense to me because it is your body. It's your decision. And as hard as it is out here, you say, I love the Lord and the Lord loved me and this and that and the other. And then you turn around and you let them convince you that for the past 2 years, as long as you had a mask on your face, it's okay. But now you got to wear a certain type and to make sure that you wear the ones they want you to wear since, you know, the Supreme Court done shut down a lot of their shit. Here they come around with the back door telling you that no other mask is going to be good enough. So they're taking some of the extra money that they didn't collect it because ain't nobody really falling for the vaccine. Some of us didn't have a choice, you dig, because it was the jobs. It was the jobs. The jobs was doing it to everybody. So, you know, just be mindful of it. You know what I'm saying? Make a decision on your own. And my disclaimer here tonight is that if you, you know, feel like it's being a patriot and that you're helping somebody else live better, well, I'm going to give one to you right here. There's somebody out there that believe you being a fool for taking that shot. I guarantee you some of the wealthy business owners who telling you that you have to take that shot or else you can't work at their company, did they take one? Did you see your boss out there and have this nurse come in and not give him a water injection, but actually give him a vaccine? No. And you're not going to see that. So y'all, basically, be careful what you're doing. Make your own decisions. And, you know, stand up for what you believe in, okay? So God said, thou shalt have no other before me. Look what you're doing now. Look what you're doing now. Get back at me. Good Talk Radio.
Every day. You are.
Oh, yeah. Boom, boom. Hey, that's that. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Hey, y'all know what that shit is right there, man. That's that motherfucking shit for your L. Straight out of 3342 Music. Y'all can go and check that website out, and you can hear some of the coolest shit that's out there right now. We in the process of revamping it. The music on the stage, just some of the photos and the pictures will be moving around. You know how I go. Got to clean up the living room and shit, move furniture around. But y'all know what to do. Get with us at 646-478-0944. We'll be here until 10 only on Thursday nights. You know what I'm saying? We also here on Saturday nights from 10 to 11:30 with some hot music. Shit that's going around. We got Eastside, CEO Chris, you know, Sheriff Kilroy joining us sometimes. You know, I don't know why none of the other people that we associated with around, but hey, who cares? As long as I got y'all with me, that's cool. BlogTalkRadio.com. Click on live and then click on music. Usually somewhere in the beginning, first, second, spot all depends on how many words I feel like typing. That's it. So y'all can join us, support us. We're not asking for no money. All you got to do is just engage us. You know what I'm saying? Tell us about how you feel about white people. Tell us about how you feel about black people. You know what I'm saying? The country is turning into a real melting pot. You know, everything is coming out in the wash. We got Indians here now. They was crying about the Afghanistan's being snuck into the country. They was talking about the border issues and the crisis. And now, but out of all of the shit that was going on up top, last year, they was talking about how all the banks and the social app cards and the banking cards and all of these shit, you know, when you start doing 2022, was supposed to come around and they were supposed to start reporting the shit that, the transactions that you was making over your Cash Apps and your Chimes and all this and all of that, and your banking account too, so that they can make sure that everybody pay their fair share of taxes. It's supposed to be for those rich folk that's out there that ain't paying their fair share, but they reach down to the bottoms, and if your daughter gave you $5, you know, they want to get a piece of that too. If you homeless, and, you know, you man Cash App you $10 because he ain't had no cash in his pocket. Cash App is going to send you a W-2, and not just for 22 now. Cash App started with they shit from last year. So if the shit didn't go into effect until this year, why are they reaching back fucking with people from last year? All right, so you got to ask yourself that question. Is China doing that too? Is all the other ones doing that too? Do you look at your shit and you see that they got a W-2 for you for 21 when the shit just got started in 22? That's some bullshit, ain't it, right? It make you want to kind of streamline what you're doing right now. Everybody got all these commercials out here about how they don't like, you know, the fees and all of that shit that's associated with banks, but if you read the fucking contract and agreement that you made with your financial institution, as long as you either keep a certain amount of money in the bank or you don't use no fucking outside ATMs, then what fees and shit are you talking about? Because I've been with a certain bank now for a number of years, and, you know, so far, I haven't, and I've actually moved, and my account number changed and all this and all of that shit, so, but my account didn't, and there are banks that will switch your account. Like, if you lose your card and you was on a totally free account, you might incur some charges here or there, and we don't need that. So, There's a lot of shit going on that we could talk about out here, y'all. You just want to be kind of careful on what you're doing out there and shit, okay? So I need y'all to pay attention to the paperwork that you sign and the agreements that you're making with people, because a lot of shit is out there happening to our money and we don't even pay attention to it. So, but while you think about that, I'm gonna play this cover song that I did for Sade. And it's be coming out with the right licenses and everything from 3342 Music. So y'all stay tuned. Wow. That was a cool track. Some classic E-Max to Image. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. I'm just telling you the truth. Now, if you're tripping on my switching up and songs going up and down the shit, I'm trying to find the perfect setting for the Blog Talk Radio algorithm because me being me, I like the shit to be a little bit loud, but when I turn it up, they turn it down. If I turn it down too low, then you hear the wind and all of that shit. So just some system shit. Y'all ain't got to worry about it. I'm going to keep on going. Now we got 15 minutes left to go, and you can catch us. If you missed the show, all you got to do is, you know, go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Hood Talk Radio Thursday Night Thoughts in the search bar. And you can listen to the show or go to Pete Weeks on Facebook because I usually share the show there. Pete Weeks, and you'll see. I don't know how many it is in America, but it's PeteWeeks. All right. And you can go to Facebook and find the upload from the show. Check me out, the image. On IG, you know, interesting. I'm moving more towards the 3342 movement because the label is in the works. Everything is set up. I'm just, you know, the timeline is a timeline for everything. You ain't going to be able to do everything you want to do at one time. Unfortunately, we don't live in that type of society, you dig? Just trying to keep everybody on the tubes, keep your head up out there about certain shit because it is crazy. I mean, absolutely fucking crazy, man. You know, I made a post on my page once that says, it was crazy how our elders like to, you know, jump around and, you know, support police and this and that and the other and shit and cook dinner for them and pray for them and all of that. When one of them fall down, you know, and it's not that I'm trying to, you know, belittle the fact or berate the fact that another human life was lost, but when they kill people, especially when they being, you know, underhanded or, you know, ass wipes or whatever, or just typical police officers, you know what I'm saying? Nobody says nothing about that. Nobody talks about how in the middle of the night, you know, these motherfuckers will just jump out on you. You know, I've been watching a lot of stories from years past on YouTube and other channels, which I won't name because if you don't just click on shit sometimes, you have to get into the deep shit, man. You know, even the fucking government got their shit called the deep state. You know, man told me one day, hey, man, don't be afraid to click on shit. You know what I'm saying? So I click on shit. You know what I'm saying? And I be like, wow. Have you ever seen a glacier, Calvin? Do you even know what that is? Is you so wrapped up in your video games and shit like that that you don't try to explore no other world? You know, I'm sorry, but some of y'all don't never know what you might be into if you don't try to be into something different. Me, I'm just sitting here shilling, sucking shit on this here airwaves that we got jumping off for free. I don't look for a million motherfucking followers or likes, just that one person. That one person that might feel brave enough to call 646-478-0944 sometimes and say, you know, I was listening to that dude and it made me want to call. You know, just one person. And I ain't begging or nothing, man. We've been doing it for a while. I took some time off because I felt myself talking so much that I was repeating what I already knew instead of trying to learn something new. So here we are, excuse me, and I'm saying some new shit with y'all. A lot of y'all not hip to the thing that's called the Great Reset. Oh, yeah, I'm sipping on the toddy right now. A lot of y'all not hip to the Great Reset. It's a big thing. All our digital shit is going crazy. Our government is going crazy. Fuck, we going crazy. You know what I'm saying? Instead of backlashing like we supposed to, we at each other's throats. That shit ain't right. So we down to our last 10 minutes. And I just want to implore everybody, you know, seriously, I'm asking my people out here, black, white, everybody that's thinking, to keep thinking, but don't think so much that you don't take some type of action. You dig? That shit ain't cool. You know, everybody getting their little money or they hope so. The IRS want everybody to do their shit early. But everybody don't got all their damn W-2s right now. So how the fuck, you know what I mean? They got to the end of the month for your shit to be in the mail. So with everything else being held up, who's to say you'll get your shit by the end of the month? And while we're listening to some 3342 music, I want y'all to check out this new one that's coming up from your boy, E-Max the Image Man. It's all that and a bag of chips. It's called Not Now. What the fuck? That's not gonna work, is it? Oh, that's some straight bullshit right there. I don't even know what motherfucking microphone it is. tell you what, that shit is banging. Yes, 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 yes. I tell you what, that shit is banging, man. I want to apologize for all that, you know, crazy ass interaction we was having with my audio shit. So in the background, you're going to hear the song that I wanted y'all to hear to the end of the show. I'm just going to groove along with it. Yep. Yo, girl. Yo, girl. Remember. Right here, Hood Talk Radio World premiere. E-Max the Image, y'all. Oh, yeah. Na-na. I ran away long time ago, but not now. It's really good to see you again. Won't you take my number again? What? What? You were coming over to me. I'm sorry y'all ain't gonna get to hear all of it, but it's gonna be out there, just like the rest of my shit. Thank y'all for joining me tonight. I had fun. I hope y'all did. Man, hey. Man, we got 11 seconds.
Hey, I'm trying to at least holler at you. I'm trying to catch you before it got too late.
That's all right, man. We got a few seconds, man. We got about 1 minute. What's up with
hey,
you?
Man. Hey, you know, I'm just trying to put that shout out to you, trying to link back up with you. I'm glad to hear you in there.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just the first Thursday night, man. I ain't tripping to nothing. That shit gonna keep on going, so it's all good, man. All right. So y'all need to know.
We got a shitload of things to talk about.
All right, so 9 o'clock next Thursday, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got a new co-host. We're gonna see if he gonna chime in on time next week.
Right. I apologize. I apologize. I was trying to cross these T's and dot these I's.
Yeah, it's all good, man. I'm just joking at you. So y'all come on in next week and join us, man. We can listen to some more 3342 music while we, you know, try to educate you a little bit, inspire you to do a little bit better. But for right now, we'll get up with y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.